Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Well, hello there. Welcome to Healthy by Nature. We're going to learn about herbs today. Somebody who is just a spectacular resource will be with us. And I noticed driving in today a big flock of geese flying east. Now, you know, the theory is south in the winter, north in the summer. I don't know whether the warmish winter weather has them confused, or it thought did cross my mind. Maybe they asked Google for directions, but it was kind of weird. Speaking of weird, I was very delighted to have a friend of mine come to town from South Carolina. She had moved there like last year, and I had really missed her. Well, she was coming to town for stem cell therapy, and so I invited her to stay at our home. We went out, this is a week ago, on Tuesday night we went out for dinner, and on Wednesday I was getting stem cell therapy too, so I took her to the clinic, and we ended up spending virtually the whole day in the car driving around running errands. Well, come Friday of that week, she finds out that her husband in South Carolina tested positive for COVID, so she got tested. She is positive too, which means she had been positive the whole time she was here. And while we did some moderate distancing, I don't think you could be in the car with somebody all day and not be breathing what's going on. And I have to think that all the vitamin D and the zinc and the other things that we take must have done some good, because neither Bill or I developed any symptoms. It doesn't mean, you know, you clear your throat and all of a sudden the hypochondriac in you flares up and says, oh, maybe this is it coming to get me. But Myra didn't get symptoms either, and she is doing a lot of the same protocols. So I haven't had, my 10-day quarantine is now up. I'll have to have a test to prove that I'm negative before I can reschedule oral surgery that got postponed. But it's out there, and you can't tell by looking, so you just have to really be careful. The blog this week was a follow-up to Bill Sardi's interview last week. It talks about Bell's palsy, about how much vitamin B1, supplements for over age 40, liver cancer, estrogen, cholesterol, fasting and vitamins, and a good bit about the RNA vaccines and what to take if you do get the shot, what supplements will help you have a normal reaction. And I appreciate all the people that signed up for the newsletter, and those that came in late, I'll probably forward you that newsletter because there's some good information in it. We will be taking some calls, although I've got a whole flock of questions, and maybe I won't ask the one you wanted. We're at 800-281-8255. 800-281-8255. We'll be right back.
In these challenging times, what can you do to improve your odds of staying healthy? Build a stronger, more effective immune system by increasing your immune white blood cell count. Drinking Lily of the Desert's aloe juice daily has been clinically proven to assist in increasing white blood cell count by 16%. Immune function will also benefit from Lily's proven 11% reduction in cellular toxins that inhibit cell function. Lily of the Desert aloe products are also clinically proven to encourage increased nutrient absorption. For example, 200 times more vitamin C gets into the bloodstream than when taken with water. So, it's smart to take your supplements with Lily of the Desert aloe vera. Lilly has a safety study and expert panel GRAS certification verifying their products are safe to use daily. No other aloe has that. Going above and beyond, Lily of the Desert enriches their products with AloSorb, a concentrate of aloe's important high molecular weight polysaccharides. Buy your Lily aloe in most health food stores.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Welcome back. I am just delighted to have Mark Blumenthal on the show with us today. He is the founder and executive director of the American Botanical Council, also known as ABC. It's an independent nonprofit organization dedicated to disseminating accurate, reliable, and responsible information on herbs and medicinal plants. That is, that organization is just respected around the world as a world leader in telling the truth and just safeguarding herbs. He's also the editor-in-chief and publisher of Herbalgram. It's an international peer-reviewed quarterly journal. And I've known Mark for probably the better part of 40 years, and I can tell you I'm very proud of what he's accomplished. And in spite of all that, he's still humble and just a wonderful human being. Try to live up to that, Mark. Good morning.
You're talking about somebody else. Good morning, Marty, and good morning, everyone. Thanks for inviting me on.
Well,
it's been a long time.
When I scheduled you, I was thinking, we just don't spend much time on herbs. And then I got to thinking, well, wait a minute, we're a big fan of resveratrol and garlic and aloe vera. So we do nibble around the edges, but I thought it'd be good to just lay a really strong foundation so we better understand herbs and that those are also spices. Haven't herbs been with us throughout human history as far as we know?
Of course. I mean, they're plants, and plants have been here longer than we have. So certainly we grew up and we co-evolved with the plants that we found in growing in our own areas, wherever we grew up, as I'm going back now, hundreds of thousands of years, tens of thousands of years. And then people traded plants that they found to be useful. And so people started using plants that didn't grow naturally in their area, but they became items of trade. Some plants were some of the first items of trade, along with seashells and beads and whatever, things like that. And, I mean, the spice trade was what generated so much of the early explorations in the 14th century. So a lot of that is based on herbs. I mean, you mentioned aloe vera a moment ago. Martina, I believe that every household should have one or two aloe vera plants growing on the porch or the patio or bring it in for the winter because everyone should be. They're beautiful plants, first of all, so ornamentally they're great, and also they're very useful, especially for those small kitchen burns or cuts or bruises. I mean, aloe vera is just a wonderful plant. Everyone should have it, and you know, go out and get one from your nursery today.
I could share. I have a lot. Yeah, many years ago, I started the series of the Earth's Children's books by Jean Aurel. Never know how to pronounce her name, but the first one was Clan of the Cave Bear. And it was a terrific book, and it really talked about the early use of herbs as medicines. And it strikes me that here we've had at least tens of thousands of years of experience with something that works, and yet if it didn't come out of a laboratory where they wear white coats, it's discounted. Why is that?
Well, it's an educational issue. Most physicians and some pharmacists are not taught about the use of herbs, especially the modern clinically documented uses. That we've tried to change that over the last 30 years at the American Botanical Council, but it's still a strong uphill battle. And you know, to be fair, a lot of the research that we're doing today in the last 30, 40, 50 years on herbs continues to confirm and validate the historical, long-term, traditional uses of many of these plants, and sometimes they don't. It just depends on the plant and the particular use, because in many cases, plants have more than just one therapeutic use. You mentioned a moment ago spices. Herbs are spices, like garlic. Many herbs are food. Many herbs are traditional foods, garlic, ginger, turmeric, cinnamon. And we know that there's a lot of benefits for these plants. I mean, cinnamon has been shown time and again in controlled human studies to help moderate and lower blood sugar levels. It's like I put cinnamon in my coffee every morning. I mean, it's just I like the flavor. The Cafe Mexicana, as we call it down on the border where I grew up in El Paso. And cinnamon, it also has a functional value. It helps moderate blood sugar. And so many of these spices also have medicinal properties. So there's a kind of a line that's kind of fuzzy between the food and the spice and then the dietary supplement. And in some countries, some of these products, depending on the form that they're in, are actually sold as legitimate registered or medicines, because their herbs are all of those things. They are food. They are flavorings. They are supplements. And they are, in some places, they are medicines. It depends on how they're used, how they're formulated, what the research is, and in what country they're being sold in, what the regulatory situation is for that country.
Yeah, anybody who thinks that herbs aren't powerful should stop and think what percentage of modern American medicines, pharmaceuticals, came from herbs. But once they have been chemically manipulated so that they can be patented, the herb itself is kind of discarded in favor of promoting the pharmaceutical. And the situation is different. I know you had a lot to do with the Commission E in Germany of getting their their herb Bible together. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, let me just say that herbs are, I guess, again, foods and depending on the herb and medicines depending on their use. The word drug comes from an old Dutch word, droog, which means to dry, because they dried plants to save them for later use as medicine. So the whole concept behind the word drug comes from botanical medicine, comes from historical botanical medicine. A dried plant used for therapeutic purposes was a drug plant. The word drought has the same origin, dry. So just a little, little etymological insight there. You mentioned Germany, and I was fortunate enough back in the 1990s to get into a project where I was able to finance and manage the translation of the German government's expert review panel evaluations of over 300 different herbs and herb combinations at that time sold in German pharmacies as medicines. And the government took this on themselves. They evaluated, first of all, for safety. After all, safety has to be the first consideration always. They evaluated these herbs for their safety, and then they looked for the data to show from historical use, modern clinical research when it was available, what the uses for that herb were and whether there's enough scientific data to support the use so that the government could actually support the use. And so this Commission E, as it's called, as you mentioned, there are other commissions with other letters for other types of review and analysis of different types of medicines. The Commission E focused on herbal drugs, herbal medicines. And these were pharmacists and physicians and other experts, pharmacologists in plant medicine. And what happened is the government ended up actually approving the use of numerous herbs as drugs to be sold in German pharmacies. And they published these monographs, which were basically developed as guidance for use, for consumer professional use, knowing what herb, what plant use or what medicinal use or uses that herb was approved for, what the side effects might be, what the adverse effects and drug interactions might be as known at that time, what the dosage was, et cetera, in order to give some guidance as to which of the herbs could be used in clinical medicine and as non-prescription medicine self-selected by consumers. So Germany led the world in how to evaluate on a government level a rational way to evaluate herbs as medicines. They don't operate anymore because everything in Europe has been basically spread out. So it's Germany, not just every country's not doing their own evaluations. They have this European Medicines Agency, so they all share in that process. So France and Italy and Germany, Netherlands, they all work together now.
Having something like that as a reference would give comfort to doctors who were inclined to use something less toxic. And in general, aren't herbs less toxic than medicines because they have sort of a buffering effect of the constituents?
They do. By the way, you mentioned reference. Yeah, just a complete on the commissioning. We published a book called the Complete German Commissioning Monographs, which was the first time anybody had come together and translated and put all that German work that the government did in available. So even in Germany, they used to use our translation of the book. But in general, herbs tend to be gentler acting, although I will say, and everybody who's a physician or a nurse or a pharmacist listening right now will say, some of the worst, most poisonous substances known to humankind come from the plant kingdom or the mushroom kingdom. Yes, we know that. But at the same time, herbs generally are more dilute, more chemically complex, and therefore they are more gently acting than single chemical modern pharmaceutical drugs in most cases.
Well, we're going to get into some specific herbs when we come back, and I have some just general questions about top sellers and anything we should be cautious of. Stay tuned, please.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com. Or call 817-481-6342.
People who regularly drink coffee or tea, consume sugary foods, and in particular drink wine, beer, or spirits, and people who take antacid or diuretic water pills, deplete their body of vitamin B1, also known as thiamine. Symptoms of vitamin B1 deficiency can include headaches, chronic cough, racing heart, constipation or diarrhea, non-infectious fever, crippling weakness and pain, difficulty walking or talking, loss of smell and taste, breathlessness, loss of hunger, sweating, tingling in hands and feet, memory problems, and more. The answer to these problems is vitamin B1 in the preferred fat-soluble form provided in Nerve Guardian. It is the new dietary supplement from Lifespan Nutrition. Nerve Guardian provides 10 times more vitamin B1 than the best diet. Buy one bottle of Nerve Guardian and get a second bottle free. That's a full 8-month supply for just $3.12 per month. Call Lifespan Nutrition today and ask for Nerve Guardian. Call 800-247-5731. That's 800-247-5731.
Dr. Harris Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
My guest today, Mark Blumenthal, is the founder and executive director of the American Botanical Council. In the archive description of today's show, I have a link to Mark's bio, and I'm certainly not doing anywhere near justice to this, but it's like 4 pages long, and the show's only an hour, so I'm hitting some high spots. He's served as an advisor and on all kinds of panels for making sure that herbs are handled properly and so on. Helps separate the wheat from the chaff so that they're not making bogus claims that can't be supported and so on. And the publication that he's editor-in-chief of and is respected around the world is Herbalgram. It's a peer-reviewed quarterly journal. And, Mark, is that something that the public would appreciate, or is it too technical?
Sure. Well, it is written for a professional audience and an industry-centric audience. It's not your partially shaved rosemary thyme in your windowsill kind of publication. Nevertheless, our website, herbalgram.org, at herbalgram.org, our independent nonprofit website, we have tons of information that's available for free to the public. You don't have to be a regular member or an academic or professional or industry member to get all of our information. A lot of it you do, and there's different levels of membership access to different levels of data and different databases. But we have plenty of information at herbalgram.org for the public, and people can find a lot of information that's not necessarily very technical. We have a healthy ingredients database open to the public, and that's full of very easy-to-understand information on like 130 different herbs and foods. We're big believers, by the way, Marty, in the idea that food is medicine, not just food as medicine, but food is medicine. So I've been a vegetarian, as you may remember, for like 52, almost 53 years now, and that's what got me into herbs and studying plants originally as food. And we publish articles on the different research available and the historical uses of various common foods as medicines. So, we look at the plants across the board, not just as herbal medicines, but also how they can bring beauty and health and joy to our lives in so many different ways, primarily improving our health.
A lot of what passes for food these days is bad medicine, if it's medicine at all. How about telling us the difference between adaptogenic herbs and ones that are more therapeutic? Is that valid distinction?
Sure. Well, it's one that we would create. Therapeutic herbs in general might be seen as an herb in a general sense that has some kind of healthy benefit. That's one. A more clinical or medicinal definition might be that it has some kind of benefit for treating a specific disease or condition in the human body. Adaptogenic herbs are herbs that are what we used to call tonics back in the day, but in the late 40s, early 1950s, Russian, at that time Soviet, researchers looking for ways to improve the health of their military and later their cosmonauts started studying ginseng from China and Eastern Russia area and the so-called Siberian ginseng. And they developed this term called adaptogens, which is not yet adequately adopted by Western medicine. They don't understand the term. Adaptogens are herbs that are A, safe to use, B, have a wide range of activity that helps the human organism adapt to different types of nonspecific stress. So adaptogens would help you with fatigue in order so that you would not be fatigued in the first place. Adaptogens can have an anti-anxiety effect. Adaptogens help build the body's resistance to different types of diseases. They have an immuno-enhancing effect. So whereas some therapeutic herbs might be specific for this or that one thing, adaptogens in general are very unspecific or nonspecific. They kind of help the body adapt to heat, cold, fatigue, emotional stress, etc. And some adaptogens like rhodiola not only help you with can help you with fatigue, but also have shown an antidepressive effect. So it's not just a physical action that can have a beneficial mental, emotional activity as well. Although, as we know, mental, emotional, and physical is really all part of one organism. It's only in our language and in some of our vision that we separate these things.
Yeah, billing codes, for example, separate those things, but the body doesn't know.
Right.
They think it all works together. It's really not hard to understand why modern medicine would have trouble with a term like adaptogen, because they're so used to pharmaceuticals that typically force something in the body one direction, and an adaptogen might raise something that's too low and lower something that's too high, and that just doesn't exist with drugs.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. Back in the 1990s, I think it was, I was invited to write an article by a major American medical journal, and they were doing some work in the area of alternative and complementary medicine, as integrative medicine was called back then. And before Andy Weil developed and coined the term integrative medicine, which is the best of both worlds from, you know, alternative medicine, so to speak, and conventional medicine, depending on what's been scientifically confirmed. So I was asked to write an article that, you know, where there's scientific and clinical data supporting and substantiating the use of various herbs for possible inclusion or consideration in the modern clinical practice. And I used the term adaptogen in my paper because that's the term that herbalists here use, and in Europe we use that term, and it's based on that Soviet pharmacological development back in, like I said, late 40s, early 50s, based on ginseng research. And one of the peer reviewers objected to my use of the term adaptogen, and peer reviewers are experts that the journal sends out to have it reviewed and fact-checked, and they sent it back, and they said, we don't like the word adaptogen. And the journal asked me to change the word, and I said, no, I won't change the word. That's the word. That's what you want me to call it, tonic? I mean, tonic is so unspecific and so, you know, 50 or 100 years ago, and plus tonic raises the idea of nostrums and patent medicines with all kinds of outrageous claims and of dubious quality and identity. And I stuck by my guns and said, no, I insist that we use the term adaptogen because that's the proper term. There's no other term for this. And they rejected my article. They wouldn't publish my article. And that was 30 years ago. Today, they might be more willing to do so as the progress of education and awareness and the research on these substances has increased. I mean, there's been a huge explosion in the last 30 years on clinical research on all kinds of herbal preparations, traditional use ones plus modern, what we call phytomedicinal extracts, extracts that are standardized to one or more group of chemical compounds for quality control purposes or for certain therapeutic purposes. And the research has just skyrocketed in the last 30 years. And so it's possible that that same journal might be more amenable to publishing the term adaptogen. I hope so.
Well, you've done a lot to raise the standard and provide a platform where that research can be accessed worldwide. So I think that kind of feeds on itself now that there's a way to get that information out there and more respect for it. It fosters more research. And I know anytime I go and do a PubMed search on something like resveratrol, I get thousands of returned articles and studies and so on. And one thing that I've learned is that they aren't all the same, and one of the things I want to talk about when we come back from this break is quality assurance and how do we know we're getting the right identity in an herb and the quality and lack of contamination and that kind of thing. My guest, Mark Blumenthal, is the founder and executive director of the American Botanical Council. I have some listener questions that were emailed in, and we'll be back with those after this short break.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Now we can do as most animals do, maintain levels of vitamin C without continual reliance upon dietary or supplemental sources of vitamin C. This is revolutionary. Vitamin C works by pouring electrons on unbalanced atoms to counter potentially destructive oxygen and nitrogen-free radicals. Instead of taking vitamin C pills all day long, similar to using a fire extinguisher over and over, Formula 216 does this 24/7, akin to an internal fire sprinkler system continually pouring electrons on the free radical fire. That makes Formula 216 the world's first stress-responsive vitamin C pill, rapidly elevating vitamin C levels in response to biological or mental stress. Now you can do what animals do. Upgrade to Formula 216, the world's first 24/7 vitamin C pill. Call 833-848-2216. That's toll-free, 833-848-2216, for 24/7 vitamin C protection. That's 833-848-2216.
Vitamin K needs a better press agent. In the 1940s, Dr. Weston A. Price noticed that rural populations who ate their native diet had straight, cavity-free teeth and did not suffer the diseases of Western civilizations. He thought the secret was vitamin K. In the 1970s, researchers began to show that vitamin K helps blood clot normally. Now we are excited to learn that vitamin K helps guide calcium into the bones where it belongs and away from the arteries where it can cause big trouble. Sadly, deficiencies are widespread. Gerald Formula's K-Rite Soft Gel capsules contain a synergistic blend of three members of the vitamin K family. K1, which we get from leafy green foods, MK4 that we might get from animal sources, and MK7, which is produced by natural bacterial fermentation. Gero's K-Rite also has vitamin D3 for added support for bone and cardiovascular health. Links to Gero Formula's K-Rite details, interviews on the importance of vitamin K, and appropriate caution statements can be found on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.
Healthy by Nature's longtime listeners probably know that host and certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin handpicks her sponsors for quality and effectiveness. For many years, HBN has been honored with the support of extraordinary sponsors like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera, Gero Formulas, Kyolic Aged Garlic, and the Katsanis Institute. Bill Sardi's wonderful products are newer but equally respected. Please be aware that, depending on how you listen, some commercials may be inserted by others. For example, using smartphones to call up a station may play advertising for products or services that Marty has not researched or personally approved. Visit hbnshow.com and click Listen on the menu to learn how to make sure you hear only the approved HBN educational commercials and do not miss any program time. Thank you for listening to Healthy by Nature and for telling your friends about us. To receive Marty's free weekly newsletter, just send an email to info at hbnshow.com. Info at hbnshow.com.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
My guest, Mark Blumenthal, is a prolific writer. He has contributed chapters and forewords and so on to a wide variety of texts, including textbooks. One, the Definitive Guide, Future Medicine Publishing, Alternative Medicine Definitive Guide. He wrote on the herb safety and herb-drug interactions in a book published by the Canadian Medical and Pharmaceutical Associations. Speaking of safety and toxicology, are there any common herbs that people might be inclined to get in trouble with that have too narrow a safety margin?
Well, first of all, anybody can have what they call an idiosyncratic reaction to an herb or any kind of medicine. So that's just, you know, anybody can have just a spontaneous reaction that for no apparent reason. But most of the herbs that are sold as dietary supplements or ingredients in herbal teas in America and throughout the world are generally relatively very, very safe. And that's because they have come down to us through the laboratory of human history. of human experience. We have used and used these things over and over again. They were given to us by our grandmothers and our mothers in the kitchen, chamomile tea, mint tea for an upset tummy, those kinds of things. So in general, most of the items you find are sold as dietary supplements in the shops or in the health food stores or online or Whole Foods or whatever, tend to be very, very safe because they wouldn't be sold if there was a problem with their safety. Plus, sometimes there are some safety profiles that you have to watch. There's directions for use. Take with food or don't take with pregnancy or lactating. So people should treat herbal supplements in the same way that they would follow directions like on an over-the-counter medicine. It's just smart to do that. Use only as directed, so to speak, even though these things are not regulated as over-the-counter medicines. Some of them are in other countries, depending on the regulatory system. So people should always take things intelligently, rationally, follow directions, read the label.
I don't know if it's on the instructions, but something I read and may or may not have been true was that lavender, which is very popular, has an estrogenic effect, and so overdoing it too much with, say, a young boy might have...
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm sorry.
No, do
I've
it.
Heard that. Yeah, let me jump in on that one. What this is are several case reports that were published in the medical and toxicological literature of young boys developing early enlarged breasts. And there was a question whether there was an estrogenic effect because they were reportedly using soaps or bath gel that contained lavender, oil of lavender. We are actually doing a paper on this, and we're waiting for some laboratory data to come back from analysis of some of the products that were reportedly or types of products reportedly used. But here's the bottom line on this. As we know, there's legitimate lavender oil, and we've published a paper on lavender oil and its adulterant. So we know that lavender oil, the true lavender oil, English lavender, has been and can be adulterated, meaning there's some other material in there that's not true lavender oil, or synthetic fragrance materials can be added. We've published a peer-reviewed paper on that on our website on adulteration through our adulteration program, which is a whole conversation. The problem with what we're talking about, Marty, is guilt by association and misreporting. The people who reported on several of these occasions, so far as we've been able to determine so far, were just looking at the product called lavender fragranced bath gel. And it turns out none of that contained true essential oil of lavender. It was synthetic lavender fragrance, which are basically aroma chemicals, synthetic aroma chemicals that are added and mixed together to create or simulate the true natural fragrance of lavender, which has a mild sedative kind of effect or anxiety-reducing effect, as been shown in aromatherapy in hospital settings, etc. So this has creeped into the literature, and now it's creeping into the general society, that there's something wrong or estrogenic with the lavender oil that can cause young teenage or preteens to grow, boys to grow larger breasts. And the research that we've done doesn't support that conclusion at all.
I'm so glad to know that. But that's so typical, though. When in doubt, blame it on the natural thing.
Well, they didn't test. First of all, when they published these papers, it was just based on the guilt by association. They read the label, but they didn't send it to a lab and have it analyzed to see what's in here. And is there a lavender? Are there any true chemicals from lavender oil in here? And there isn't. We've been doing some of that work, and you know it doesn't support the conclusions that have been in the literature for over 10 years.
Well, those products might also have contained some xenoestrogens, and we know that those chemicals can disrupt hormone function, and we're getting those everywhere. So I think you're right, guilt by association.
Well, things aren't always as they appear, which is another issue that we deal with at the American Botanical Council because, you know, ever since the beginning of human society, there's been people cheating in culture and in business. And we have this thing called the Botanical Adulterants Prevention Program that I started 10 years ago. We're now having our 10th anniversary of this program, and we've got people all over the world involved with this, We are three nonprofit organizations that are doing this, and basically we are doing research on numerous popular herbal supplements and other botanical materials like tea tree oil, lavender oil, as I mentioned, and showing industry members, at least the responsible, legitimate members of the industry, we show them how they can be careful enough in their laboratory testing for quality control, for identity of the materials they buy to use in various natural products, how to make sure that they don't get hoodwinked, make sure they don't get scammed by the unscrupulous sellers of adulterated and fraudulent material, because unfortunately, people have been selling fraudulent spices and materials and medicines going back 2,000 years. And by the way, we have an article we published 10 years ago about that. It's like the history of adulteration in herbs, spices, and botanical drugs going back to Greco-Roman times. It's not something that's modern or particular to the herbal or dietary supplement industry. People have cheated all throughout history. We're showing responsible members of industry what laboratory tests do and do not work, do or don't work, for certain types of materials to help them ensure they're buying the right stuff.
There was a lot of that flim-flam going on with ginseng. Isn't that true? Whenever something's especially costly, there's more incentive to bend the rules.
We can talk about that if you want when you come back.
Okay. We'll be right back with Mark Blumenthal. He is the founder and executive director of the American Botanical Council and the editor and publisher of Herbalgram. Links to both of these in the description of today's show in the archives. Go to hbnshow.com. Click listen on the menu. You'll see archives. Just pick today's date and you're good to go. Speaking of go, don't. We'll be right back. I'm Marty Whittick and this is Healthy by Nature. If you are bothered by heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, this heads up may be a lifesaver. Millions think an acid-blocking drug has fixed their problem. Unfortunately, those medicines shut down digestion, and if taken for more than a few weeks, can lead to dementia, hip fracture, heart attack, kidney disease, and so on. Please learn how to fix the root cause of the problem so that you can avoid those dangerous pills. I'm Marty Whittick, a certified clinical nutritionist. In my book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers, I explain that there are safe solutions to stomach pain that work with your body to improve digestion and heal damaged tissues. I made the book easy to read, but it is so well documented in science that you can share it with your doctor. Natural Alternatives to Nexium and Other Acid Blockers is available in some libraries and bookstores. Look for a direct link to Amazon on the shop page of hbnshow.com.
There's an important difference between a low price and a good value. For example, a cheap vitamin supplement becomes expensive if it doesn't work. Nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted to have a multivitamin that reflected the latest science. That meant better absorbed forms of essential vitamins and crucial minerals like zinc and selenium in the doses that studies showed were beneficial. He could not find that in stores, so had to design one. Molecular Multi. It is so complete that most people can save money by cutting several bottles out of their supplement program. Better yet, receive two bottles free when you buy three. That makes Molecular Multi only about a dollar a day. If your budget needs even more help, host Marty Whittakin says that half a dose of Molecular Multi provides more health benefits than a full dose of virtually any other product. Visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or lifespannutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731. Wouldn't you like to eliminate bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens from the air in your home and office? Negative ions are the reason that air is so fresh and invigorating around waterfalls and the seashore. Innovative Ion Box uses those same negative ions to purify any room in your home, especially the bedroom. Ion Box devices are quite affordable and conveniently small so that you can take one with you to work, in the car, and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of Ion Box. Plus, it's ozone free, and there are no filters to change at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, or other allergens. Improve your sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Stay healthier with IonBox. Visit the shop page of HBNShow.com. Again, that's the shop page of HBNShow.com.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, HBNShow.com. HBNShow.com.
Today, Healthy by Nature is honored to have internationally respected herb expert Mark Blumenthal. He is, among other outstanding credentials, he's the founder and executive director of the American Botanical Council, and he's the publisher of and editor-in-chief of Herbalgram, which is a peer-reviewed quarterly journal with an international following. When we went to break, I just tossed in the word ginseng because I recall something about there being some hanky-panky going on at one point with that, and you said you wanted to address that. I think you did some work on that.
I did. I published a paper in May of 1979, which is almost 42 years ago, on a fraudulent product being sold in the health food stores in West Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and the Southwest. It was called Wild Red American Ginseng. And for context, ginseng grows in China and Manchuria and Siberia in Eastern Asia, and a different but related type of ginseng grows in eastern half of the United States, all the way up into Canada. And so this was, and wild ginseng is considered to be more potent and more valuable and more expensive, wild harvested ginseng, than cultivated ginseng, which started being cultivated in the United States in the late 1800s up in Wisconsin. So some people were taking a plant that grows in the desert called canigre, and it's a member in the dock family, and it's full of tannin, and the United States Department of Agriculture was looking at it as a potential source of tannins for leather in World War II. And they were selling this stuff, and it has some traditional folkloric use, primarily for sore throats as a gargle because of the tannins involved that kind of are highly astringent to inflame mucous membranes. And so that's the primary use for canigra in the traditional Hispanic and Indian medicine of the Southwest. They were marketing this stuff as wild red American ginseng, which it had no botanical botany relation to true ginseng, no chemical relationship, no historical use relationship. It was a total fraud. And I got onto that when I was president of the, what was called then the Herb Trade Association back in 1979. And one of the first things I did when I was president of this very small new trade association that we helped found was to put a stop using research and education to the industry, put a stop by explaining to retailers at health food shows what this was. This is before we didn't have fax machines, we didn't have the internet, we didn't have email. We had to print stuff up and pass it out at conventions and mail it to people's stores the old-fashioned way. But we were able to get the two companies who were making this stuff and selling it to stop selling it, and we basically were successful in helping who knows how many thousands of American consumers from buying a product that wasn't what it claimed to be. Now, if they wanted to buy it labeled Canigra, fine, but nobody would buy it because it had no real popular use and no scientific research behind it. Who was going to buy it? So it was a scam. It was a fraud, and we stopped that back then.
Well, congratulations. And it does raise the bigger question is how do our listeners know if they're getting herbs that are good quality, have the correct identity, and that are not contaminated or adulterated? What guide do they have? That's a really good question.
Good question. First of all manufacturers of herbal products in the United States and all dietary supplements, whether it's vitamins or minerals, et cetera, must conform by law to the federal laws known as good manufacturing practices. There are certain federal requirements that all facilities must do, that you have to do with respect, you have to follow with respect to how you store ingredients, how you import them, how you label them, how you process them, et cetera. The problems arise when you have companies that are all buying based on price because of cost considerations, because of competitiveness in the market, and they want to buy the cheapest ingredients they can find. And that is a potential yellow or red flag because, unfortunately, price has become an all-too-common primary specification instead of other quality issues. And so what happens is that people sometimes buy something that is claims to be one thing and it's really another, or it claims to be one thing, but it's diluted with some undisclosed cheaper material, and therefore it doesn't have the impact or the strength or the potency that you would expect. And this is done because some people just don't want to do the proper testing that is legally required of them by the government. The government requires that all ingredients going into dietary supplements, whether it be herbs or vitamins or minerals, be tested for identity. That's the first job, number one. Before you even test for purity and potential contamination, you have to test for the identity. You have to make sure it is what it says it is. And there's a problem because sometimes people in China or whatever, I'm not trying to pick on China, there's some very good quality herbs and products coming out of China, but there's also stuff coming out of China where they try to trick the testing and the analytical testing and sell you one thing, but they really and you think it's something else.
Well, where there's a will, there's a way. Unfortunately, when we come back, I want to quickly touch base on some herbs that I think have gotten a bad rap because of poorly designed studies, and. Terry wants to know if there's a respected school or online course to become certified herbalist. You can think on that and give us an answer when we come back. This is Healthy by Nature. My name is Marty Whittakin. My guest is world-renowned herb expert Mark Blumenthal. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with a little bit more.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Science shows wide-ranging health support from regular use of a far infrared sauna. Benefits include improvements in heart health, lung health, mood, and recovery after exercise. Sauna is also known to reduce chronic fatigue, muscle pain, and the effects of stress. A new study even suggests it helps preserve our memory. These benefits are not surprising because far infrared improves blood circulation, lymphatic drainage, and detoxification. Those, in turn, help oxygenate and energize the body's cells. Sauna has been valued as a therapy for hundreds of years, long before people knew why it worked. The practice may be ancient, but the convenience, technology, and affordability are new. That's why you should find out about the portable, speedy, and highly effective sauna from Momentum 98. Click products on the menu of the HBNshow.com website for details. To save $100, use the code HBN. If you have questions or would prefer to place your order directly with Phil Wilson, call 626-200-8454. That's 626-200-8454.
I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers has 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Well, we obviously should not wait so long to have Mark Blumenthal on again, because the questions I have left are enough for a whole show. But I'll let you answer first the question that Terry asked about a school for somebody who wants to get serious about being an herbalist.
There's a explosion of high quality and very interesting schools of distance learning and on-site learning and herbalism. It's amazing. There's a group called the American Herbalist Guild, G-U-I-L-D, American Herbalist Guild. It may be at ahg.org. I'm not sure, but you can Google them. They have a list of all kinds of certified courses, high-quality courses by experienced herbalists and others. And so American Herbalist Guild would be where I would go to look for a number of reliable schools, that, depending on what flavor you want. How's that?
That's excellent. Thank you. And what about a good reference book for somebody who wants to be able to get some ideas on an herb or a condition? I mean, there's about a million, but...
Yeah, there's literally hundreds of books on herbs out there. And the problem, and as a editor of several books that are in the reference set category, the problem with books is as soon as you publish them, they're out of date, especially with the internet going on right now, everybody. Some of the books by Dr. Lodog are excellent. There's some books by David Winston, who's an herbalist that I would consider looking at. Also an excellent book, Medical Herbalism by David Hoffman. H-O-F-F-M-A-N-N, two N's, and I'm probably forgetting several dozen of my good herbalist friends whose books I should be mentioning as well.
Well, that's a start.
So many good books out there. It's just amazing.
Well, this has been wonderful. I wish we had time to talk about things like echinacea and when we get studies that, from my viewpoint, don't have the right item, their identity's wrong, or they're given at the wrong time or in the wrong dosage or something like that. And so then it just paints the whole category with a ugly stick. We could talk about kava kava, gata kola, ginkgo.
You asked me earlier in your email what was probably the most researched herb, and probably there's more studies on ginkgo than probably any other herb. Also garlic, turmeric. There's hundreds and hundreds of studies on these herbs.
I remember back in the early 90s when I was going to Washington to do a congressional hearing trying to keep the FDA at bay. I took with me the world literature on garlic at that point, and it was file boxes stacked so high I had to have a dolly to take them in, and that was just on garlic.
Yep.
And the legislators were impressed by that because they didn't think there were any. So, well, this has been...
That's right. There's an explosion in research. It's everywhere.
Well, thank you so much for getting us started. We'll try to get you scheduled again fairly soon.
Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Are you living with chronic pain from injury or the degeneration of aging? Knee, hip, shoulder, and back surgeries can be risky, expensive, even with insurance, and entail long, painful recoveries. Steroid shots give only temporary relief and can damage joints. Thankfully, our Creator blessed us with stem cells. They are the amazing power that built our bodies and fixed problems fast when we were kids. Stem cells reduce inflammation, regenerate tissue anywhere in the body, and balance immune function. However, as we age, we lose most of these tiny miracle workers. Replenish them with Infinity Cell Therapy. The therapy is simple, safe, virtually painless, affordable, and you do not miss work to recover. Infinity umbilical cord stem cells are pure and extremely vibrant. Be younger and stronger for longer. Call 800-507-6509 today for a free ebook and to schedule your no-cost, no-obligation, no-pressure consultation or to find a stem cell seminar in your area. Call 800-507-6509 today.